بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We were discussing from last week the evil harms, consequences of abuse of the eye, which is a great amanat from Allah تبارك وتعالى, that Allah تعالى has given us his faculties, given by Allah تبارك وتعالى to use in the obedience of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Our entire lives, our wealth, our lives belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explain in this zamana period of time, among the deceptions that we are involved in, the deception that we are involved in is that we believe, we have become to believe that wealth is mine, life is mine, and time is mine. Is my private wealth, I can do what I want. Is my life, I can do as I please. Is my time, I can use it as I want to. Biggest deception of the time. All these things don't belong to us. This is all amanat. Amanat, trust. And we know when it comes to trust, the worst thing that a person can do with trust is to breach the trust, to abuse the trust, khiyanat. Khiyanat of the trust. When a person is khiyanat and abuses the trust, then we say he's a khain. Person now is deceitful. He's a zalim, he's oppressed himself, or he's oppressed the person. To the extent, Mala Muhammad Ilyas of Rahimullah used to say, that a person has oppressed the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he's an oppressor. He's an oppressor. Quran says, zalimul li nafsihi. That first of all, he's oppressed his own self, he's oppressed his own self, but not recognizing Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So he will say to this level that a person who has oppressed himself, the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we say he's a zalim. And we know from different riwayah that a zalim and oppressor's dua is not accepted, rejected. He says, go to the Baytullah, to the Ka'batullah, hold the ghilaf of Ka'bah, make dua, your dua will not be accepted. Because you're cheating, you're deceiving, you're oppressing, you're a wrongdoer. Say, make tawbah. Make tawbah. That I thought this health is mine, this wealth is mine, time is mine, and life is mine. And we can see how these Westerners and different brand names have had an impact on our minds also. Just do it. Just do it. What is, no consequences. No consequences. We're wearing it also. Just do it. Obey your thirst. No rules. All against Shariat. All again, but we don't regard it as a problem. It's just a, no, it has an impact. It has an impact. Make a child wear a costume, Spider-Man costume, and see how he performs. And as a young boy, he likes spiders, I hate spiders. But he's acting like one. Put on Batman pajama for him, he's acting like one bat also. But he's afraid of bats. But look at the impact on just the clothing. We don't realize this. All the little things you're putting on the children, etc., has an impact on their mindset and their behavior, and then they think, this is my life. I can dress how I want to. I can use my time how I want to. Oh, this is great amanat from Allah, and will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. You will be questioned. Today, Saz sends one email already, we got Gabrahat. Hazrat say, become Gabrified. Gabrahat and terrified. They get Gabrified. Yeah, how's it going to happen? They're going to do an audit on me. What about Allah Pak's audit? What did you do with the amanat? Your children also amanat to you. A great amanat. That's why we emphasize on the brothers. Our children are our amanat and our trust and our investment. My child is my investment for my qabr. Our whole aim is to make my child's life comfortable in this world. Allah Ta'ala has given us children to make our life, my life comfortable in my qabr. Not to make his dunya comfortable. Whole focus has changed. What will happen to my child? Oh parent, what will happen to you in the qabr? If you abuse the time of this child and his life and his faculties and his intelligence, and you don't use it correctly, whereas it is a test for you, it is an amanat upon you. What you allow him to see, what you allow him to do, where you allow her to go, all this is an amanat. And this you're going to pay in the qabr for it. Either you're going to invest it in the correct avenue that my children, alhamdulillah, I got them moving in the path of Allah. We want the best education. What is the best education? Dini education. Not the white schools. To say they got good akhlaq and good character and mannerism. That Hazrat says, yes, they have mannerism. Good akhlaq for the sake of dunya. Not for deen. So shaitan will help them to make the dunya also. Our children, you teach him, say jazakallah khair, it still doesn't come out. It has to be a reminder, ongoing, till it comes into the deep recesses of the heart. To have good akhlaq, to have this, to say. Do it for the pleasure of Allah. They're doing it for the pleasure of people they can see. We're doing it for the pleasure of the one that we can't see. To put that into the child, you're doing it for Allah. Whether that person is good to you or not, you're doing it for the sake of Allah. So these children also are great amanat for us. Best education, dini education. But our fear is what will happen if you don't give him. What is he going to do in life? Doesn't get education, what is he going to do in life? Oh parent, what's he doing right now? He got no education, he's still eating, he's still drinking, he's still being clothed. You're not the God in the Lord. Allah is still providing for him. What's your fear? But the reality, my brothers, just thinking about it today and yesterday also, the eyes have to go close and go into the qabr now, being young parents, and my child is not walking towards the madrasa, he's walking towards the coaching. You're sitting there, Ya Allah, where he's going? Ya Allah, where he's going? Where I put him on what track? Should I put him towards the madrasa? Should be sitting in the hymns class, Ya Allah, be getting something now. He's going there and he's scoring goals, but there's no goal right now. I'm sitting here, Ya Allah, what did I do to my child? Now I'm sitting here like a pauper. And I put him on the wrong line. She put him on the right line. Taught him as Yasin. Send him to madrasa. Teach him. I'm not saying don't give him education. But that's not the primary object of our life. It's a great amanat. And what allowed him to see, he's so used to that YouTube and everything else. He's not going to get deen from there. Understand something, my dear brothers. Our Hazrat Mawlana Hamid Sahib mentions to us also, with dard and pain in his heart. He says, nowadays listen to a simple bayan which is closest to the sunnah, no more appealing. It must be on video clip or something on the YouTube, some sound effects, some nasheed in the background. It must be like something sensational. What a bayan. He said, that's all training for Dajjal. Because I must see, have sound effects there, must uplift my emotions, must move me, and then some graphics over there, whatever it is now, video. So that is a bayan. Now the sunnat bayan, simple, straightforward, no more appealing. It must be something which is appealing in the sense now, something cinematic. I watch what the Dajjal will come with, same thing, come with his big screen cinema. And he'll show you, see, I've got Jannat here. Now we're already so used to it. We want to see something more sensational. And he will come with the ultimate. What a bayan he will give. That I am your Rabb, I am your Lord. Do you believe me? Here's Jannat for you. You say, no, how can it be? He said, raise your parents from the qabr again. You raise them again. And if already our hearts are tuned already to clicking that like, subscribes, how are we going to now desist and save ourselves at that time? Hazrat says, if we can't save ourselves now from looking at YouTube or looking at football, when he will come with his entertainment and whatever apps he has, or whatever type of movies he has, if we can't desist now, when he comes, how are we going to desist? Your iman can't stop you now. You think your iman is going to stop you then? I say, no, I'm not interested. Now we can't say no. Our children can't say no. The TV has to go off and the Wi-Fi is down. They're like janaza in the house. Janaza. Parents are fighting. One parent is saying, no, let him see. Other parent is saying, no, don't let them see. Let them see. Let them see. If only we know, as I say, if we have to go into the qabr tonight and we put them on the same screens, I'm sitting there, Ya Allah, what did I do to my child? I gave him the Wi-Fi and he's sitting with the screen looking at satanic cartoons. Ya Allah, he should be reading Durood Sharif tonight. He should be going to madrasa tomorrow. There's no coming back. فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Kufar will say, Ya Allah, if only we could come back, then we'll believe. Allah said, no. إِنَّا كَلِمَةٌ وَقَائِرُهَا It's just something you were saying. You didn't want to listen. Didn't want to listen. You thought now you'll be successful. But that's not success. It's a deception. And it's all training, mind training when the Dajjal will come. And we know it's all a deception. It's just a put on. It's just made up. The Dajjal will come with the ultimate. With the ultimate, and how are we going to protect ourselves? We haven't even thought of our children, right? We haven't given them the skills. And now you can see all these murals and extracurricular activities and all the intermingling, the football and everything else. And we don't feel any pain in the heart. where now is married couples, where there is woman out over there. Absolutely impermissible, and the woman don't want to hear it also. But it's a reality. As I said, we only the messenger boy. And they say, don't shoot the emissary. We're just passing on the message. Some can't even understand it. How can it be? The man will say, no, she's only my acquaintance. She will say, we're only friends, we're just socializing, we're just going out. We're just having a meal together. Just having a meal together. Is that only a meal right now? Is that only a meal, my dear brothers? This is all abuse of the eye. What we did to the children from now already. Great amanat. That's why we need to sit down and make muraqabah and think, if I go into the qabr today, Ya Allah, what have I left behind? What have I left behind? What a legacy have I left behind? Is my cell phone clean enough for me to leave it tonight and me to go into the qabr? Are my children clean enough that I left them with some legacy of deen? When I go in there, they will think about me. That my papa, my abba, my dad taught me some deen. Oh, he just took me. My mommy just took me. Went for this training and that training. And to the extent of what would haram activities also. Because we've got to gel and mix with the society. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. But it's a serious affair right now, my dear brothers. Serious affair, and it's not getting better. Because all this paddle tennis, paddle, whatever you may call it, is not getting any better. This is open. That's why ulama are saying that South Africa right now, the direction we are going, with all this madness, of all this paddle tennis, end of the day, my dear brothers, we are doing this for what? We want sukoon. We want to have fun. Tell me, those couples that are going, how much more in love are they? How much more happy are they? Doing it, how much more happy are they getting into their life? They're fighting more than before. That way the wife tells her, better you go play. I need my own time. How much more is he making? If Allah Pak hasn't kept it there, where are you looking for it? He's not there, he's not in the gym, he's not on the astroturf. Allah Pak hasn't kept it. The kuffar bluffed us that you'll have fun. Yes, temporary fun. But the nuqsan thereafter, the harm thereafter, that we're not understanding. Sure, but we're very intelligent people. Very intelligent. The more intelligence in dunya, we see in deen what happens. Then shaitan just puts a block. Just puts a block. We're just going to play. Allah Pak said also, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Do you think that we created you in play? Just for play and folly, just to pass your time. We didn't create you for all of that. The sun, the moon, the skies also, they say, all this is batila in vain. Allah Pak made it for your service. To take care of all your needs, sun, moon, stars, the earth, the crop vegetation, different types of grounds Allah Pak made. A certain ground is soft, you cultivate. Some ground is very hard, where you can store water. Some ground is in between, where you can build. Allah made for insan. Enjoy yourself. But don't break my command. Now we're using those grounds now to build such things, we break the command of Allah. Allah Pak is still giving. That's why some ulama say that the direction we are going, there's no control right now. No control. No control of the families, of the children, of the wife of the husband. No control. You see, the only reason some ulama say we feel that South Africans are safe right now, because one of the reasons of the great amount they spend in the path of Allah. Allah Pak has given them big hearts. Internationally, they're giving so much of charity. Possibly because of that, it's cooling the anger of Allah. Otherwise, besides that, the amount of abuse of wealth, that we have to go out. We have to go out. We have to go somewhere for the abuse of the eye. We're not even clicking in our hearts, in our minds also, that I'm using the eye. It's like nothing. Talking to the air steward, air hostess, or we're checking in, or going to the bank, or secretary, like nothing. And she's right next, close to me also, and I don't feel anything about it. This is the command of Allah. This is abuse. That's why I say, we're going to the qabr, what are we going to do? Allah Ta'ala, give us understanding. We'll continue reading from this kitab. It has mentions about the reality of these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of those who cast evil glances. As we always say, Allah Ta'ala's camera is on your camera. Where you looking, Allah Pak is looking also. The eyes I gave you. Make sure you use it correctly. This you have to muster up the courage. It's not going to happen overnight. So many years we just used to using our eyes as we want to. It's a great amanat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of those who cast evil glances. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنَعُونَ. Indeed, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala knows what they do. Allah is all aware, all informed, بِمَا يَسْنَعُونَ. of what they are doing. Allah Ta'ala is telling us, I know what you're doing. I know how you're using your eyes. And whether it's your children also, those eyes also belong to you. They're a product of you. Your child now, he says, وَرَدُونَ جُزْءٌ لِيَبِي The Jews, a portion of his parent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows very well all the doings of your eyes. I have mentioned a couplet in this regard. As Hakim Sahib says, Jo karta hai, tu chup ke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe asman se. Subhanallah. Ajib Hazrat says, Jo karta hai tu chup ke se, whatever you do, hiding away from the people of the world, nobody can see you in the darkness of the night, that you are surfing the net, or whatever haram you are doing, you think you are alone, as Hakim Sahib says, Rahmatullah Alayh, whatever you do, hiding away from the people of the world, remember someone is looking at you from the sky. Allah is still looking at you, and you will be taken to task for it. Hazrat says, we like to speak about Jannat all the time. Tomorrow, don't speak about Jahannam, like you're dispatching us one way. But you have to speak about it. It's a reality. Hazrat says, it's a reality. We just want to hear about Jahannam. I say, okay, we're all right. And he says, Subhanallah, we've got plenty of anesthetic ointment to put on the heart, that I'm okay. So the heart feels fine. That's so serious. Other people are doing worse things. So I'm not so bad. He said, no. Think about Jahannam also. Think about the qabr also. That if I go into the qabr tonight, what is waiting for me? Really think about it, my dear brothers. If I have to close my eyes tonight, what is waiting for me in my qabr? The reality. Is it now silken bedding, lovely pillow, and the cool breeze of Jannah? Oh, look at my amal. If I know my amal, look at my browsing history, look at my phone. If that has to come with me in the qabr, ya Allah, I got no case. I'm already convicted. Brother says, remember then the snakes and scorpions will be waiting for you. And you can't run anywhere. You can scream, you can shout for your life, there'll be no death. There'll be no death. Wad'u thubura. Carry on calling death, there's no death. You'll just be carrying on till the day of Qiyamah. Munkar and Nakir will come, Malaika will come with clubs in their hand, breaking through the ground, fiery eyes, fire coming up from their mouth, here till the ground, with massive clubs to come and, what do you say, cloba you with a club. And how a person will get a hiding, he can't run anywhere. It's a reality. We don't like to say it, but we have to say it. It's a reality. Whether he's a man, whether he's a woman. Is that just a fairy tale? I still got 20 years left, 40 years left. Let my children go through all of this. Then we'll put them right. It won't happen, as we mentioned, from the time of 7 years old till like 18, 19, 20. We can either destroy the entire future or we can save it. And we know the environment out there. As Moni Magda Sahib says also, that your children show them love, muhabbat, make dua for them. Because as soon as they leave the door, there's 1,000 vices waiting for them. We're ready to take you in. Look after them. Show them muhabbat. Make ta'lim in the home. Teach them about deen. Make them conscious about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Once they leave the home, now within the home. Ma'ana says, as soon as they leave the home, there are 1,000 vices that are inviting them. If you don't like your parents, we'll take you, don't worry. We've got place for you everywhere. Whether it's a drug house, whether it's a gambling, whether it's a haram dens, whether it's a vaping, whether it's all this satanic sports, everything. We're waiting for you, don't worry. You don't need your parents. And how many a young son is doing business online also. He's making his money. They're doing it. How they get the cell phone, how they smuggle it, bring it to the masjid, then he takes it home. Father don't even know what's happening. Before he knows it, boy is making his own money. Where he got it from? Selling vape quietly. Then he's selling guns. Then he's selling this, selling that. He sold his parents already. They don't even know they sold out. Then they realize, what happened over here? His bank balance is bigger than mine also. But where you got all this from? Doing some business. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that this amanat we have, our own faculties and our children's faculties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full cognizance of casting evil glances. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala express the act of casting evil glances with the word sana'a? Wa inna Allah khabirun bima yasna'un. The word sana'a lapak used. Sana'a means to make something. As we mentioned, Arabic there are different words. Fa'ala yaf'alu to do. Sana'a yasna'u means to make, to manufacture. So Allah ta'ala says Allah is fully aware in form of what you translate the word in the original form. Literally, Allah ta'ala is fully aware of what you are manufacturing. What are you manufacturing with your eyes? Because from Sana'a, yes, now we get Masna'. Masna' means a factory. What is the wisdom behind this word? The reason is that one who casts evil glances makes different images and pictures of his beloved in his mind. So he's manufacturing things in his mind. Then becomes fantasizing. And not only men, it's even women also, my dear brothers. We're not realizing. But all these apps on the phone, they're checking and they're checking and they're checking. And then before you know it, there's no more attraction left. How many men is complaining also? I make advances to my wife. She says, not now. What's the problem? It's all these haram effects in the house. The bad air. We mentioned this many a times to understand the evil effects of a woman going out and coming back home. Allah give us the hidayat. Give them the hidayat to understand also for our own dunya success and our qabr and akhirat. Allah will give you a blissful life. There will be fun in deen. Our senior elders, ulama, ikram, India, Pakistan, you want to buy fruits. They are vendors on the street corners. Our ulama were so particular that they will never buy the fruits that were on the top. They will buy the fruits right at the bottom which nobody's eyes had fallen onto. Reason being, there was their level, mashallah, of taqwa, nur in the heart, zikr of Allah, tahajjud salah. So they feel the nur in their heart. They would say that when you buy the fruits on the top, especially in those countries, India, etc., where the Hindus are there, mushrikeen are there, idolaters, idol worshippers, etc. They say when we eat those fruits upon which a kafir's eyes have fell, we actually feel the darkness of the worship in it, the darkness of the eyes in it. Because they're looking at it, we can feel the darkness coming into our heart. Therefore, we avoid buying from the streets. If we have to, we buy somewhere at the bottom which nobody saw yet. Then we'll buy those ones. They were so particular. Now Allah Pak would save them from these things also. One person complained to his sheikh also, that there's always fighting in my house. Now in those villages in India, the houses are along the street, on the roadside. So people passing by, they make salam, or they greet, whatever it is. So the sheikh told him, put a curtain on your front door. Put a curtain on your front door. So he put it, he thought to himself, what kind of ta'wiz this is? Put a curtain on the front door. Within a short period of time, all the fight stopped. Came to Hazrat, Sheikh, can't understand, put a curtain, all the fight stopped. He says, your Hindu neighbor passes your house every day, and he just looks inside your house. The evil effect of his nazar only. The evil effect of his eyes, because he's worshipping idols, the darkness, zulmat, the evil effect, comes into your house also. That causes all this fight. And now, my dear brothers, we've got the shaitani box in the house already. It's already there. That's why we're doing damage control. I got to educate my daughter in case she goes through a divorce. Where have we got that thinking from? Because we brought the shaitani things in the house. So we're thinking like shaitan also. Shaitan says, hey, cover your back, be careful. Because I'm going to cause a jagra. I'm going to cause a fight in your children's house. So make sure you put them in this route to cover up that all damage control. You got it all in a chakkar. If we don't have that, children didn't see it, minds are pure and clean. They get married, they only know how to make khidmat, how to make muhabbat, how to look after their family, and what a blissful life they will have. Without husband and wife working, Allah Pak will give everything. So our kafir were particular, they would make sure what they eat and how they eat, etc. From where they would buy items. Now we imagine, within the home sometimes shaitan box is there. Sometimes you've got males working within the house, and they also will not feel anything. Male workers in the house, women do a parada in front of them. Husband comes home, she's going to be in a different mood, you're going to be in a different mood, the fight will start. What's the underlying current? What is the underlying current? No, but they agree that the males clean better than the females. What about your heart? Who's going to clean your heart? Hazrat says, Allah Baq will not ask in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah that Ben, your kitchen was clean, your bathroom was clean. Allah Baq won't ask that. Was your heart clean? Was your heart clean? That will be the question. Now we as husbands also, we want to make them happy. Mustn't get stressed, mustn't get pressure. So we let all of this go. And the Hazrat says too, when the husband can't take it anymore, he come tell the Hazrat, husband can't take it, Hazrat, you know, all is happening in the house. Please mention in the bayan there, but don't say I said it. She must hear it at home. Don't say I said it. He said, husband can't even say anything. He's so scared also now. He's so afraid. All these evil effects are coming in the house. Just on abuse of the eye only. This shaitan qadda ummat right now is causing havoc in all homes. Sometimes we might feel, women don't feel anything. Now, the male is there. He, understand my dear brothers, those workers that are working in the house, wherever which country they come from, ask them, how many years haven't you been home? Or they'll say 5 years, 10 years. You as a young man, 5 days after 5 days, we know what happens to the mind. He 5 years hasn't been home. He's working in the house alone with the missus. What's going through his mind? What's going through his mind? Imagine the evil effect of his heart. Is that ma'asum? Is that sinless? So if you could understand this in perspective, what's happening within our homes right now? The abuse of the eye. I got my young daughter there also. They wake up in the morning. Hey, he's open sometimes. Just wearing pyjamas. To the extent that Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah has mentioned also, when it comes to domestics that are non-Muslim, non-Muslim domestic, many ulama of the opinion that from them also they should be, our women should be covered. Meaning hair should be covered. Hair should be covered and body should be covered sufficiently also. Why shouldn't we, they see the inner beauty or the beauty of the woman and describe it to their ghair mahram men, to your wife. That Musas is like this, her daughter is like that. They should also cover themselves, be careful. So all these things are happening within the house. And then we also, so that woman is way out, she's taking the children to the park alone, and then she's going here with the children, and there with the children, and a very smart car also. We can imagine the eyes of the men that are falling on her. What she's going to come back home with? Barakat or la'anat? The curse, of last curse upon her. I'm saying it openly, my dear brothers, Quran Sharif and Hadith. لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّازِرَ وَالْمَنْزُورِ إِلَيْهِ. We read the hadith last week. Allah Ta'ala's curse upon the one that looks at her and the one that presents herself. So she's not going in the rahmat of Allah. She's moving in the curse of Allah right now. And she's coming back with the curse of Allah. And the husband, you permitted it. I'm too busy now to do anything. So cut down and implement the hukam and the commands of Allah. Allah will give barakat in the rizq. But what are you working for? To put them, and we have the means, but they must be on the street. And what they say, no, we not. And look at our chakkar, my dear brothers. What do we say? An excuse they will give also, rightfully. I don't trust my children with the Luft Club. Comes back to the education again. Do you? Is it farz to send them? Is it farz to send them? Now all this chakkar now. That they got this in this rat race. And now because of that, so she'll have to leave the home and she'll have to take them. My daughter's become badly, she's of age already. She's sitting alone in the car with the driver. Not permissible. Wife is with the driver. Not permissible. To the extent our ulama was so careful. If they were in the lift, in a certain place, and a ghair mahram woman, a non-mahram woman entered the lift, they would come out. They wouldn't even stand in the lift with her for 1-2 floors also. Why? Because the Hadith Sharif says when a male and female are alone together, third one is shaitan. Third one is shaitan. You might be innocent. She might just tell you something, I like your phone. What an iPhone you have. And you might tell her what a touch screen you have. Then you can imagine what happens now. It can just happen within 1-2 words only. Just one salam. Understand, my dear brothers, our young girls and women are looking at all these apps. They're looking at all these apps, and now we know what's happening. See, we're not fools. We know what's happening out there. When it comes to the nikahs and the walimas, they have a certain theme, whether Emirati style or this style. So she's in the lift over there. One Emirati brother comes into there with his perfume that he's put on there, and he's dressed like Emirati, got a style. You won't flatter that woman. We like this style. Now, my husband, he's an India papa now, okay, from India, trying to look like an Arab, but he doesn't fit the profile. These are Emiratis. We don't like to say this thing, but we know what's happening. My young daughter also, she's checking these things. I want to have a nikah like this. Hey, look at this, three men walked in. We look at the physique, and we know the kurtas, how they dress nowadays. It's fitting. Alright? So he's not going to capture her eyes. This is our camera so too particular. When there's two there, third one is shaitan. Third one is shaitan. Whether she's going to make salam to you, going to make salam to her, within few minutes, Hazrat said, in the eyes there are gestures. In the eyes there are gestures. Anything can happen anytime. That's why ourselves also, we in that lift, get out of the lift with the love of Allah. Yalla, I better walk the stairs.
Qiyamah is a full sirat, yallah, I'll fly. Yeah, a little my back will pain and my calves will pain, yallah, I'll do it in your Muhammad. To fulfill your commandment. Later we'll use the lift, I'll take the stairs. Definitely now in a rush, namaz, etc. They quickly, but keep busy, keep in the dhikr of Allah. But to this extent, they were so careful in regards to the taqwa. Now today we don't feel anything. So much of bad air that the iman has become spoiled, we don't feel any effect in our hearts. Now we might not feel effects, so we feel now, my wife doesn't feel anything also. My children too won't feel anything also, but we don't know. Really what is happening till we hear incidents that are taking place. What is happening? Ya Allah, we can't even believe it. Allah protect the ummah. What is happening? So here Hazrat says, Allah Ta'ala is all aware what your mind manufactures. The pictures now is taking in the mind, different images. Somebody asked Hazrat Wala also in Hajj at one time, Hazrat, when we go to the haram also, there's women everywhere. How do we avoid it? The matab there is, first floor there is, walking to the haram there is, in the shopping malls there are. What do we do? Hazrat says, before you leave the room, you make intention, Ya Allah, I will not look. You got to make the intention. Once you make the niyat, Allah's help with you. Allah put a veil. They'll be there, but you saw nothing. They'll be there. When you make niyat, then the mind captures. So you make the niyat, number one. Put your eyes down. Predict yourself. Remain in the dhikr of Allah. And yes, your eyes will fall. Make istighfar for that also. And how you know that you are genuine? How you know that you are genuine? This is also for the masturat and the ladies. When they leave also to go out, Ya Allah, we're not going to look. How you know you're genuine? Hazrat says at night when you're lying down, you can't remember anybody for the day. I can't remember seeing any woman. Your mind is clean. Woman also, the mind is clean. I can't remember. I just did my work, they say like a honey farmer. How the honey farmer, he gets the honey but doesn't get stung. He gets the honey, then I got my dunya, I got my work done, but I didn't get stuck. I came back safely. So all his images come into the mind. Sometimes he kisses her in his imagination. Because now he's got the picture there now. He's manufacturing more pictures. And now he kisses her in his imagination. Sometimes he embraces the beloved in his imagination, so on. This is all fantasizing, which is haram. And this fantasizing, as Hakim Sahib would explain, Rahmatullah Ali. He will say, this fantasizing and abuse of the eye. When a person abuses his eye, today we find, unfortunately, in the Western world, and Western, what do you say, advanced countries, they have certain type of clinics for men that can't perform. Dysfunctional. Why? What's the problem? And mashallah, we see our brothers in other countries, what they call third world countries. India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Malaysia, Indonesia. MashaAllah, they got no problem. They don't need the clinics. They're wearing lungi, MashaAllah, and they're manufacturing. And those that are advanced, biggest problem, number one, we have to say these things, is because the tight underpants they wear, the tight jeans they wear, and what they look at all the time has destroyed them. Now you see in countries how they say that now soon our population will be overtaken. The way now the Muslims are, mashallah, populating, we can't match them. This is when you look after the eyes. And you dress according to sunnah, kurta pants, loose pants, you won't have a problem. Now from young already, the child has to wear tight pants, tight this, tight that. Destroying the youngsters, as the Hakims will tell you. The girls also. One after the other, they got problems. All because we've taken Western lifestyle. And we abandoned the Islamic lifestyle. So they have these problems over here. As Hakim Sahib would explain, Rahmatullah Ali, every time a man abuses his eyes, he says as if there's a bomb blast, dynamite, that goes off within his pants. Dynamite. When he fantasizes or he looks, what's happening? It's like a dynamite. Weakens him. It's haram. So he doesn't understand. He's getting weaker and weaker. What's worse than that? When he gratifies himself, when he abuses himself, uses his hand, and then he looks at haram, he's even weakening himself more and more. He says then that leads to a weakened heart also. So the heart becomes weak, physically becomes weak also. Then you have to go for bypass, then you got this problem, that problem. It all starts with your spiritual life. But it's not a general rule, as it says. Sometimes you might find a pious person, 40 even for bypass, yeah, he got a problem with his eyes. No. Not necessarily. That is the illness now. But more than often is because of this. This abuse of the eye. So Hazrat says that therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He is fully aware of all these different acts. Alama Alusi Sayyid Mahmud Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. The Mufti of Baghdad explains this verse in his Tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani under four headings. Inna Allah khabirun bima yasna'un. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of what they do. He said, Wallah khabirun bi ijalati an-nazar. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of how you turn around your gaze and cast evil glances. Allah ta'ala sees it, how you turn your gaze. That you're speaking to your friend, but you're seeing over his shoulder. You're driving with a wife, you're looking in the review. Allah ta'ala is fully aware. Allah khabirun bi isti'mali sa'ir al-hawas. The one who casts evil glances uses all five of his senses just for evil glances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of all of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching the use of his sense of sight, hearing, taste, touch and smell. It affects everything. Just abuse of the eye. Allah khabirun bi tahreek al-jawarih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of the movements of all the limbs right now. He has to twist his neck, his whole body is going to move. He's going to look at her, he's going to turn around completely sometime. So Allah Ta'ala is fully aware. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is watching how he uses his hands, legs, and other limbs in order to obtain his beloved, meaning haram beloved. Qiyamah's day, Ajib Hazrat would say, that all these limbs, the so called, took enjoyment in haram. They assisted you. Your feet walked, your hands moved, your eyes looked. You smiled, your eyebrows, your eyes, everything enjoyed it, so to say. They were with you, we with you, you're enjoying it. Qiyamah's day, al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim. Allah says, Qiyamah's day, now we'll seal the mouth. Then the same Hazrat says, that everything, the mouth will be sealed now. Now you can't give any proof. The same limbs that you use to break the command of Allah will turn state witness against you. Your own witness now that he enjoyed the crime with you, he got a cut of it, now he turns state witness. How you'll hate him? How you pumped on us? The same limbs that now, so to say, you use to break the command of Allah will turn state witness against you. Now you see, how you going to deny it? The thighs are speaking, hands are speaking, the feet are speaking, the eyes are speaking, but you did it. Now you dumbfounded. What do I say? Whether it is men, whether it is women. Therefore, it's an intelligent person who thinks about mawt, oh Lord. Do I want this in the day of Qiyamah? It's going to happen to me. Allah khabirun bima yaqsuduna bidhalika. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of his final goal and aim, that is adultery. That's where he's going to lead to. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا. Allah Pak didn't say, don't make zina. Allah Ta'ala said, don't go near zina. And people nowadays, unfortunately, they think zina is only being intimate with the opposite gender is haram for you. No. Says zina al-ayn al-nadhar. Zina of the eyes is look at haram. Zina of the hands is type to somebody who is not your mahram. It's also zina of the hand is to speak against you. The feet also. All this is zina. But you regard that not acquaintance, friend. We're just chatting. We're just talking. Not serious. It's serious. This is zina of the hands. He's going to speak against you. Zina of your eyes, you're looking at this. Your feet also move in that direction. It's not just to be intimate in a haram manner. It's all these things that lead to the ultimate haram act. Then Hazrat Hakim Sahib would say, Allah Pak says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا zina. Don't go near zina. Anything that will lead to zina, zina we know is haram. Fornication, adultery, we know is haram. And the worst had in Sharia, the worst punishment in Sharia is for this. Take the life of the fornicator. Who's married, take their life. Cut it from the root. We don't want bad elements in society. Completely. As Hakim Sahib would say, Allah Pak said, La taqrab, don't go near it. Zina is haram, and anything that leads to zina is also haram. If your cell phone is leading you towards that, your cell phone to use is haram for you. We use it in public, at night, get rid of it. So whatever avenue that leads to it also becomes haram for you. You can't go down that road over there. Avoid it completely. Why? He said, لا تقربوا zina. Don't go near zina fornication. Zakim Sahib will say, لا تقربوا لا تفعلوا. Don't go near, you won't do it. Say, تقربوا تفعلوا. You go near, you will do it. It will happen. You can't save yourself. Allah Ta'ala's law and rule is there. It's going to happen. You wishing for the qudrat of Allah. Allah's power will save me. Allah won't display his power every time. Allah's sunnah is, you know, go near, you're going to fall. Allah's sunnah is, you go near fire, you're going to burn. You're going to jump in the water, you can't swim, you're going to drown. But for zina, we can understand this. My daughter is okay. She's going somewhere's house. It's just a friend only. Just a friend only. Hazrat says to, they had one in the, one of those dorpies in Johannesburg. Dorpies. You know what's a dorpie? A small, they call it village, whatever it may be. In Johannesburg, in those days, in the 70s, they say, real farm couple. Brought up their daughter as a farm girl. Gave her the education. Sent her to a varsity to the city. Sent her to a varsity to the city. She phoned her, Papa and Mommy, I'm coming for holiday, I'm bringing a friend. Yeah, no problem. You can bring a friend and come. She brought a friend. It was an African boy. She said, what kind of friend is this? She said, no, it's my friend. We're just friends. We met at campus. He said, inna lillahi. And no, we stayed together. We're roommates. Say, farm girl, what happened? What happened to you? Taqrabu tafailu. Went close, got involved. Hazrat says, I want to send my children. After Sallu Sahib Rahmatullahi Hazrat's Ustaz, somebody came to him and told him, Hazrat, in the 70s, 80s, I'm sending my daughter to UK to study. Hazrat, make dua. Hazrat, make dua that Allah Ta'ala keep her safe. Abu Sallu laughed. He says, but you're making dua. You want me to make dua that you're sending your daughter in the rain and she mustn't get wet. Who's a fool? If you're going to plant weeds, you're not going to get roses. You know, plant weeds, you're not going to get roses, Hazrat says. You're going to plant your children as weeds, you're not going to get roses, you're going to get thorns. What happened? No respect for me. Can't tell my daughter anything, can't tell my son anything, because we gave them the tools already. La taqrabu, la tafalu. Don't go close, and you won't fall into it. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, give us the himmat and the strength to refrain from the haram things and to make tarbiyat of ourselves, islah of our children, inshallah. One point before we move on to zikr. We mentioned the evils, the solution. What is the solution? Already my children are already on the YouTube. They are already on the iPads and whatever it may be. As I say, very simple. We heard the majlis, we don't go home now like with authority that now break everything. Haram this thing. Say hard on yourself. We put ourselves right. Muhammad and Pierre with the family. We can't go and tell them what we want to. It'll take everybody time. Hazrat says the easiest way is ta'aleem at home. Sa'at ta'aleem at home, those what we are saying will come, the ta'aleem, that will affect the family. What we say won't affect them. What we read the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will affect them. So we read kitab at home. Let them understand it. If they got some heroes or some actors and actresses or somebody on the Instagram, on the Facebook, and they're following them, and to be like them, you know, follow that one is going here, this one is doing that, etc. Read the stories of Sahaba. Because you never read the stories of Sahaba, so they don't know Sahaba. What they know better? They only know these people in this Zamana. So go and read to them about Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah Ta'ala says that I am pleased with them. What a Jamaat of Sahaba. Go and read to the children about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, let that come into their heart. Automatically, you say automatically the hearts will turn, the hearts will change, they fall in love with Sahaba, because they were the beloveds of Allah. Read about Rasulullah, you won't have to tell them one word, you'll just even quick card guzari. One old senior Jamaat worker, mashallah, always going in the path of Allah, made tarbiyat of his children. Somehow, bad company, and his daughter became a dancer in the club. Parda hijab, they were a shock of his life. My daughter. Went to the elders, make 40 days ta'aleem in your home. When the family is together, make ta'aleem. First day the family came to sit down, he took out the kitab. Daughter came, what's this? Ta'aleem, I'm not interested in ta'aleem. She left the table. Hazrat told him, you carry on. Second day he read, third day he read. Not long ta'aleem. You don't bring in ta'aleem also to grind the family. Hey, you all heard, you listen, you heard. It's for you all this. No, it's for me. I'm reading for myself. Well, let the children read, let the wife read. They don't want to sit. He said, don't shout anybody. You sit on your own. You sit on your own also. Allah's help is with you. 4th day she sat down. She blocked her ears. I don't listen to all these things over here. fast tracking the whole incident. He said, finally by the 40th day, without telling her anything, she came and sat down full parada. Allah Ta'ala turned her. Allah turned her heart. So these are tests for the parents, how we are going to pass. It's not their test. It's our test, what we're going to do. Whether we're going to shout, scream, tell the wife. But we do what we have to do quietly. Muhabbat, piyar. End of the day, we expose them to these things. We allowed it to happen. We allowed it to happen. So we got to educate them. Sometimes they're going to go to Nana's house, Nani's house, Daddy. Everything is there. Now, they have to go there. They are going to go there. We can't go break things in that house over there now. So we got to give them the tools. We got to explain to our children. They got to know. At least they know this is not right. So if they don't do that, they'll come and tell you, Papa, Abba, Daddy, sorry. We saw a little bit over there, but we felt very bad after that. We felt very bad because we learned in the Ta'lim that these are not right things. So we're making a tawbah. At least they know what is the right thing. So when you go in the qabr, my dear brothers, you left your investment behind. They are educated correctly. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين
لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يرد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا أرحم الراحمين وكريم رحيم الله يا الله forgive us يا الله for the abuse of our eyes يا الله our tongues our faculties our senses يا كريم رحيم الله يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله purify our faculties our eyes our tongues our hearts يا الله Give us a deep understanding, Ya Allah, of how to please You, of Sharia, of the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us understanding, give our wives, our children, our families, O my Allah, implement parada within our homes. Allah, remove all these fitnas, the jali fitnas from our homes. Give us a pure and clean life, O my Allah. Make our homes pure and clean, our minds, our hearts pure and clean. Our wives, our children, ourselves. Allah, give us muhabbat, understanding within our home. Save us from quarrels, disputes and fights. Ya Allah, guide our children, O my Allah. Guide us, O my Allah. Save us from the fitnas, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, every direction we turn to, O my Allah. Only fitnas around us. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. You are the same Allah that protected Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we hand our affairs over to you. Ya Allah, you become our kafil, O my Allah. You become our guardians, O my Allah. Ni'ma al-mawla wa ni'ma al-nasir. O my Allah, only you can protect us, O my Allah. We are too weak to protect ourselves. To take care of our faculties and our eyes. Oh my Allah, you give us the himmat, oh my Allah. You give us the courage, oh my Allah. You make it easy for us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever filthy and dirty habits we involved in, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, there's nothing greater in the world than your pure name, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, with your power and might of and qudrat of jazb and pull, oh my Allah, pull the entire ummah out of the sin and guna immediately, oh my Allah, never to return to whatever haram it may be, whether it be drugs, oh my Allah, whether it be zina of the eyes or zina of our limbs, oh my Allah, whether it be haram, ya Allah, activities, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, ya Allah, remove us immediately, ya Allah, all the filth and the dirt of the dunya, Allah, save us, oh my Allah, give us a pure life. Allah, give us enjoyment, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, in the masjid, O my Allah, in striving in your path, in the majalis. Ya Allah, in taking your sweet and beautiful name, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us ladhat of iman. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman. O my Allah, in durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the ways between our hearts and the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Between our eyes, Ya Allah, and the Ka'batullah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us that enjoyment, O my Allah. Give our families, our children, make our whole markaz of deen, Ya Allah. Make it, Ya Allah. Make it darulum, madrasas. Ya Allah, wa hidayat uspir khair and barakat will come out from our homes. Ya Allah, give us like the homes of Sahaba. Our children, the children of Sahaba. Make us like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Oh my Allah, you remove this from darknesses of dunya into the noor of iman. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, you're the same Allah that has the power and qudrat. Ya Allah, remove us, remove our families, our children. Ya Allah, give them a pure, clean life. Give them good homes, solid deen, spouses and families, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, one day we'll have to return to you. We'll be alone in the qabar, O my Allah. O my Allah, make it easy for us, O my Allah, to leave behind solid investments of deen that will walk the path, Ya Allah, that will walk the correct path. Our children, our wives, our daughters, our sons, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take out the enjoyment from all these filthy spots, O my Allah, where they don't want to do these things. Ya Allah, they want to go to madrasa. They want to read Quran Sharif. They want to become hufaz. Ya Allah, where our children tell us, our wives tell us, that we are wasting our time, our funds and our money in all these institutions. Whether we invest our children, these beautiful flowers, O my Allah, put them in the garden of deen. Among Sahaba radiallahu anhum, among the young Sahaba, among the Sahabiyat, Ya Allah, what a beautiful garden Sahaba ikram had watered for us, Ya Allah, that had given us to us. Oh my Allah, make our children as roses in those gardens, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and the courage. Give our wives and children the understanding, O my Allah. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, we don't have the strength, we don't have the know-how, we don't have the ability, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our lives are messed up from the time we became of age, O my Allah. Only you can clean us. Only you can take us in, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the fitnas around us are waiting to take us away, our children. Ya Allah, we only have your refuge, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, to the barakat, Ya Allah, and the wasila of those warm tears that flowed down the beautiful cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cry for the ummah.
يلا رأيته هدايته يلا رأيته هدايته يلا أو فرنس هدايته أو children's هدايته أو parents أو brothers أو sisters أو children أو progenies القيامة يلا سيبوا some شرك بدعات كفر يلا كيبوا some pure إيمان سيبوا some the fitna of the cell phone أو يلا please we beg you كريم رحيم الله you have the قدرة the power pull the entire ummah pull us out immediately from this filth of kareem rahim allah yalla we thank you for the ni'mat of iman for the ni'mat of being ummatis of rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam oh my allah we beg you keep us with iman yalla keep us with iman save us from the haram give us enjoyment in our homes in our families oh my allah it is established in our homes da'wat ya allah when we speak about you ta'alim and ta'allum learning and teaching oh my allah zikr and ibadat resounds in our homes oh my allah with this ikram this akhlaq this muhabbat overlooking our rights oh kareem rahim allah give us this beautiful homes take out the filth and the dirt oh my allah give us plenty of barakat save us from haram ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.